Hey guys, welcome to The Shape Game. It's Trey. I'm recording this for a few reasons. First of all, I'll just say what you guys are wondering about. The title of this episode is Goodbye, or Goodbye will be in it somewhere. And that is because I personally feel like it's time for me to move on from putting my thoughts and stuff on this podcast. And I will give you various reasons, and hopefully by the end you'll understand where I'm coming from, even if you don't agree. A few things first. This is my second take of this. I recorded it the night before, and I was tired and drained socially from a long day, and sounded a lot more depressed and bummed out than I really am about ending this. I'm sad that I'm ending it, but at the same time, I know why. Last night, it made it sound like I was kind of upset with the audience and stuff like that, which I'm not. And I've learned a few things since then, too, which is crazy. So let's get into it. Main reasons I'm moving on from this is because my life's been crazy. I don't know if you guys have been following every episode, but I do have brain cancer, and my time on this earth is limited yet unknown. Right now, everything's good. Tumor's been removed. It will go back. It will go back eventually. Don't know when. So that, like, everyone has an expiration date. I just know mine's probably going to be quicker than others. And so that's kind of, like, changed my outlook on life. I'm not depressed, especially if you listen to my suicide story episode. You understand my outlook on life has been pretty positive since that incident and even with this cancer. So I've decided to try to be a lot more productive. I've started another podcast with a friend that hopefully we'll start on soon, where we'll talk about philosophy and theology, which sounds a lot of fun to me. I still have my other main podcast where I talk about comic books and movies with my other friend, and I want to focus a lot more on those and try to make those profitable or at least productive. I love those. I would mention them on here, but once again, I have a lot of sensitive topics I've talked about on here that some of my family doesn't know about me, like my sexuality and stuff like that. And as much as I love my family, you can listen to episodes where I complain and love them, but as much as I love them, there are things I don't want them to know yet, especially my most popular episode on this podcast is called Weird Porn Descriptions. I'm pretty sure my family thinks I don't watch porn. And I'm a 24-year-old male, which is great. So yeah, it's just, there's things, you know, that there's a reason I have never mentioned my name on here and sent you to any of my other places. That being said, I also have a YouTube channel, one I review electronics on that I haven't used lately, but one where I talk about my cancer prognosis, my condition, the different things I've gone through and stuff like that. And that's been really helpful for me. Not even just the, like, coping with it, because I've been coping pretty well, I think, but the explaining it to an audience. And I know that it's not my family sharing it that is getting it the views it's getting. It's people with my rare cancer condition, glioblastoma, people looking for information about what they have and going to someone who is going through what they're going, who's young and just is trying to help them in a just your average guy way. And I really love that. I got 600 views on one of my videos, and that's not maybe anything crazy, but that's 600 individual people who looked for that video. I've gotten people saying I'm a great speaker. I've gotten people saying they love how happy I am and it inspires them with their condition. And I'm like, that's what I want, a community, people who search for this, comment on it, and come back for more. I have 60 subscribers, and I know that every one of them is going to at least watch my video once because they want the information inside of it because it relates to their life personally. And I just love that. That's what I wanted for my electronics channel for so long. But when you review electronics, sometimes people don't want to see every one of your videos because they only went to your channel for one particular video. And I completely understand that. So that's another reason I'm leaving this podcast, because while some of my episodes do have a lot of listeners, I don't know if they fluctuate a lot. So I know I can have one episode that's got two listeners, and then the next episode is like 30, and the next one has like 5, and the next one has like 90. And so I know it fluctuates based on the topic of my episodes. And I, besides that, I just want a dedicated audience. And I'm not saying it's your fault that I'm leaving. If you've enjoyed this, you're like, wait, I've been one of the very few listeners that have listened to every episode, and I want to hear more. Definitely email me at simplytrey@protonmail.com if you want to hear more, and I will send you personally in the direction of my other content. I don't want to post it up just for the public, you know. Speaking of, you have a couple of weeks before I remove this podcast entirely, deleting all the episodes. So if there's anything about any of the episodes you really liked, make sure you download them or send me an email saying you want one. I don't know why you would. I don't think I've done anything that cool that you want an episode of my stuff, but I've backed up all my episodes on my own. I have them just in case I want them. I love keeping personal mementos. I have a tape recorder from when I was a kid with an hour worth of random audio clips over the course of a couple years of me just saying random things and interviewing family members. And it's not even serious. It's just funny. And so obviously I'm going to keep the 45 episodes I've done of this show. So yeah, I want to talk about a few things because at the end of my previous take on this, I was like, I'm really bummed out that no one ever emailed me or messaged me through the Anchor voice chat, which is Anchor is the platform I use for podcasting. And then I tried to add music to the background of my audio after I recorded it and noticed that if you add music from my iPad or my Android app, the voice message actually had a notification. On my computer, it didn't. And so I had no idea that I actually had a voice message from December 2018, which is a couple months ago. And I was like, what? And it was somebody that said they had listened to a few of my episodes. It had been a while since I had. And they jumped back in when I was talking about my parents doing their all their different techniques of getting me better from cancer and my process on working with them and how they were annoying, but also I still love them. And it was crazy because that person talked to me about something I put on this podcast, and that really blew me away. It really changed my outlook on this whole process, and it made me realize that I was a little cynical for nothing. There were people who listened. There were people who cared, even if it's just one person, but I think it must have been more if there's at least one, in my opinion. Maybe two. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it really meant a lot to me to realize that there was somebody out there. So you know who you are. If you're listening to this episode, thank you so much. It means a lot to me, if you couldn't tell already from this episode. I thought for fun, I would read the top five episodes of the show. And it's funny, they're all within really 10 episodes of each other. So let's talk about those real fast. Number one most listened to episode was episode 24, Weird Porn Video Descriptions. And I'm pretty sure that's because of the clickbait title. It has 92 plays. Excuse me. And yeah, you guys probably just listen to that because you're weirdos like me. I wanted that episode to be a lot more fun than it actually ended up being. It was a lot harder to find weird descriptions. I was hoping for a lot of misspellings and stuff like that, but it took a while, but I did eventually find some. And I probably should have found them before I recorded it, but you know what? I like doing things out of nowhere. Number two, Eliza Schlesinger, Elder Millennial, a review of a stand-up I did, has 84 views, or listens, excuse me. That was a pretty shitty stand-up. I didn't even finish it, if I remember correctly. But apparently guys wanted to know my opinions on it. Episode 17, number three, Am I Gay? Online Sexuality Tests has 84 listens. Once again, that's a clickbaity title, but hopefully you guys were going in because you actually care about your own sexuality and were interested in that. Episode 15 is number four. I discuss the Friends theme song and the lyrics behind it. It has 77 listens. And then number five, probably one of my favorite episodes, is the Love, Simon review, and that has 75 listens. So a lot of reviews, a lot of clickbaity titles, but you guys were there. You guys cared. I'm really, really happy at the end of the day. And I thought I'd say something cool. I figured this out afterwards. I came up with this afterwards, and so I wanted to mention it. The music you're listening to in the background of this episode, which is pretty cool. I just found out I could do that, of course, as I'm ending the podcast series. But the song is called Sad Again, and it's by one of my favorite YouTubers called Brutal Moose. He has a side SoundCloud where he puts music up that he comes up with. I just love his music. He actually had one that was called Farewell, and I liked it, but then I heard Sad Again, and I liked it a lot more. I think the name is really cool. It kind of fits with what this episode or this series has been about in general. And I thought that was pretty cool. So if you like it, definitely check Brutal Moose out. He's awesome. I love his videos and his music. And the last thing I'll leave you with is an album recommendation. I love music. It's very important to me. Very, very important to me. If you haven't noticed, my favorite episodes that I've mentioned in the past are episodes about music. Even though necessarily those aren't the most popular for people to listen to, I love talking about music a lot. So I will give you a recommendation. This album, when I first came out, I loved it so much. It made me so happy. I'm not even kidding. It sounds so stupid, but I started dancing immediately when I started listening to this album. It's just a very upbeat, happy album. Even if it's not the most profound or lyrically incredible, I definitely recommend you listen to it to cheer yourself up. The album is called The Malibu Sessions, and it's by Colby Calais. Definitely check it out. She's just got such a pretty voice. She just sings the most carefree lyrics, and they have beach sounds and vibes. Do you hear that motorcycle? It has the most beautiful beach sounds and wave sounds occasionally on there. And it's just such a beautiful record. And I think that is something I want to leave with you. A gift to you from me, from her, is this album that is full of beautiful music that will hopefully cheer you up as much as it's cheered me up. Thank you so much for being with me on this journey. Thank you so much for experiencing loss and cancer and drama and sexuality with me. I've made a lot of mistakes, and I've done a few things right. At the end of the day, I could always count on coming here to record my life. So I will see you guys in another episode, in another day, on another podcast. Bye, guys.